Hello, loves. Are you ready to embark on a soul-stirring adventure? If you are, hell yes. If not, well, get ready, babes. Because at Love Lighthouse, we are all about starting the transformative journey of healing and awakening to the true you. So let's go. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Jen Suliafu, and today we are going to be having a very soulful conversation. We're going to be talking real talk. Many of you know I am a life coach, and part of being a coach is you have to have uncomfortable conversations with people to tell them the truth. Because my number one goal is to guide people to heal, to up-level, to have a fabulous life, to shift the parts of their life that are not honoring them into a really fabulous life, to break through belief systems, to completely change and shift their life to go in the right direction. That is my job. That is my number one goal. And I do that by reminding people of their power, reminding them of their true essence of what they deserve in their life, because we get here to planet Earth and many times we get off course, right? I know I did. I definitely did. I think it's part of the human journey. It's actually meant to happen. But the goal is not to, or the idea of life is not to just come here and wreck our lives, you know, separate from that true omnipotent being that we really are, that magical being, and to separate from that and then spin in, you know, ignorance our whole life and have chaos and drama and then die. That's not the goal. The goal is to come here, wreck our lives, get away from the truth of who we are, go on a journey, that hero's journey, where we take on a lot of the stuff that isn't honoring us, a lot of belief systems, a lot of stories, a lot of negative self-talk. And then we go through an awakening. We go through that growth period where we show up and we say, you know what? I want my life to change and I'm willing to show up and do the work. And we come back to the truth of who we really are. And we start to really live life as a human being free. Free of pain, free of sadness and suffering and all of those things that when we're lost on our journey, we're over on a side street, we become free again because we now are walking in our truth and we realize that we're a powerful creator and all those things, right? So today, what I want to talk about, and this is why it can strike a chord with people because it's kind of hard to hear. And I had to hear it for myself because the idea of why people have multiple failed relationships in their life. And a little teaser for you or a little spoiler alert, it's not because of them. So if it's not because of them, then who is it? It's because of us. It's because of you, right? So how can we change that? Okay. Here's the thing. When we point the finger at everybody else, we have zero power. It's miserable to be the victim and play the blame game because your life will never change if you are just constantly going from one relationship to the next and not doing the work to change and understanding this concept that we're going to go deeper into today. If you're willing to sit with me and actually hear some hard truths, then your life can change so much in this very moment. Now, whether you're single or whether you're in a relationship, or maybe your intimate partnership is fine, but you have other relationships in your life that are painful and are suffering, this applies to that as well. Recently, I got on Facebook and I saw someone that had been on my feed years ago and I haven't seen her for a long time. And she hasn't posted honestly for like years. And I get on and I see her posting and she's kind of been like MIA, right? For many years. And now all of a sudden she's posting over and over and over again. And what she's doing is she's telling everybody like all this drama going on in her life, which this is how her life was years ago. And I wondered how she was doing. You know, I wondered if things had changed. And now here she is years later, getting back on Facebook and telling the world all these victim stories, really, of what's happening with her and all these people that have done her wrong. And this is a prime example of what I used to do in my life and what a lot of us do. And it's disempowering because we never change. And we just go year after year after year telling a sob story to the people in our life and to ourselves, and never doing the work to break through those patterns and actually elevate and start to have really honoring, flourishing relationships. And that's my goal for this episode for us to dive into, because once we understand these concepts that we're going to go into today, everything changes and your life starts to get so good. So, first thing to recognize is when you're in a relationship. So, when I'm coaching someone and we're talking about what's happening in their life, and I hear it all because the human journey is messy and it's painful and we go through some hard things, right? And so when someone is in front of me and they're telling me their story and their current circumstances that are their reality, a part of my responsibility is to not hop on the bandwagon where I am now just judging the person that they're telling me these stories about. So maybe it's their spouse, or maybe it's their sister or their child or their parent or whatever relationship it is. And my job is not to just listen to my client and all of a sudden take their side and us be against whoever they're talking about, and for me to buy into the victimhood of it. My job is to stand back and assess what is going on in their life. And there's a various amount of reasons as to why somebody is having struggles or challenges in their relationships. But one of them can be because, and this is usually the vast majority of the reason that you're having multiple failed relationships. And that is, I want you to just envision that you've got a projector on your forehead. It just sits right in the middle of your forehead and it's projecting out whatever you're visualizing, thinking, feeling, and believing about you and your life and others in it. You're projecting that out, and that is calling in your experiences. And so if you are in a relationship where you're getting mistreated and you pick yourself up and you say, you know what, I'm not doing this anymore, and you break off that relationship and then you remove yourself from that relationship, okay, that could be good. That could be life-changing. And that could be the beginning of a whole new start for you. But if you're not changing what you're projecting out, if you still have the same gnarly self-talk, if you still have the same belief systems, if you still have stories that are blocking you from having what you truly desire and deserve, then you're going to just call in another experience that was similar to your last relationship. You're just going to keep going. It has nothing to do with what your worth is. You are worthy. You are worthy of everything good. But if you're not telling that story and your movie that you are projecting out is not in alignment with what you want, you're going to just call in a similar relationship over and over and over again. And that's a relationship with anybody in your life. It's not just a romantic relationship, but maybe you don't have good friends. Maybe you have friends that take advantage of you or talk about you behind your back. Or maybe you have multiple relationships where you've been cheated on, or you have a lot of painful relationships in your family. You want to step back and look at what's been your experience. And from that experience, what are your stories now? And in order to change calling in a future experience again, that is what you've been experiencing already, in order to change that, you have to tell a new story. So I'm going to give you an example. Let's say that you have been cheated on in your relationship, Okay, this has happened to me before, I'll be honest. And I've been cheated on in past relationships before. And I had an idea that men were not trustworthy. Okay. And I've had various things that have happened in my past that have contributed to that story. Men aren't trustworthy. Okay. Or maybe you believe all men are dogs, or, you know, all men, when you're not looking, are going to be dishonest and cheat behind your back. Okay. I know this is a hard subject. And if you're a man, I don't believe that, just so you know. So that is not what I believe. But I used to have a story that was pretty in line with that belief. And it was calling in a certain experience for me to validate that belief. So I had to do work because I didn't want to keep experiencing that. It was so painful and so miserable. And I didn't want to keep calling in more actors that were willing to play that part. I want you to envision that you are a director of a movie. You're the writer, you're the director, you're the producer. You are the mass creator with the divine. Okay. The divine is answering your creations, but you are the one that is asking. You're putting that order in, you're writing the script. And so there's a line of actors that will always show up to play the part that you want them to play. You'll always be able to find an actor, but understanding how this works, that if you want an elevated role, if you want someone else to show up and actually be a Prince Charming for you, or someone that is more honoring and respectful and loving and treats you like you truly deserve, then you have to write a new script. And in order to write a new script, you have to change the energy. You have to write an energetic script of what you are calling out, what you are projecting out. And so that is the number one thing you must do in order to have a different experience and to stop repeating the process of having failed relationships over and over and over again. Hey guys, if you are enjoying today's podcast, I invite you to come and be a part of my tribe. We go deeper into all of these kinds of topics. You can find out all the details at awakenwithjen.com. I will also drop the link in the show notes. I can't wait to see you there, and let's grow together. So let's say you're a woman and you believe other women are not trustworthy. You're calling in a bunch of friendships that are not honoring you. Let's say you don't trust women to not talk behind your back or to not be jealous, right? Maybe you have a belief system or a story that all women are backbiting and drama, and then that's what you keep calling in. This is something I see with a lot of my women clients that I coach with. They have had a lot of pain when it comes to their friendships, and so they learn to block their heart off. They learn to build walls around their heart and not want to have friendships. And friendships are amazing. They're so amazing. We are meant to have connection. We're meant to have deep connection with our fellow sisters and brothers in our life, our fellow humans in life. And so when we learn how to bring down those walls and tell a more honoring story, we can call in those friendships that are honoring for us and that tribe that does support us and loves us and shows up for us and is honest and loyal to us. We can call that in. But in order to do that, we have to do the work. If you're not willing to do the work and you just want to spin in victimhood, you're going to create the same thing over and over again. This is what I was doing. This is how I am able to see the patterns now. And by this point, I have guided hundreds of people busting through their current belief systems and changing them. And guess what happens? Every single time they do that, they start to call in a different experience. It's really magical and really beautiful. Recently, I was having a session with a client, and she's always told me from the beginning of us working together that she's got great friends, right? She's got these two great friends that are really good to her. And that was her story in the beginning, which is awesome, right? But here's the thing. When we started working together, she had really low self-worth. And when you have really low self-worth, you are calling people in at an energetic match to that. So that means that it can show up in several different ways. That could mean that you're calling in other people that also have low self-worth, or you're calling in people that are going to validate your low self-worth. Okay. Well, she's done a lot of work over the last few months, and she has really, really shifted and changed the way she looks at herself. She's done a lot of healing. Her story about herself is much more honoring. And so now she's starting to see things within her friends that she did not see before. She was cool with the way that they treated her, and now she's no longer cool with it, because what's happened is she's now elevated how she looks at herself. And these friends that don't show up for her, it's a really one-sided relationship. So, you know, many times they never, ever ask about her. They just want her to be there for them. Sometimes they make really mean, hurtful, rude comments and expect her to just be okay with it and laugh it off and act like they're joking. And things are starting to become more clear for her. And that is for her to be able to make decisions and be able to clear out that closet and say goodbye to certain friends that are not willing to grow with her. So when you're asking for something, you need to align yourself with your desire. You've got to turn the channel to that new channel. So let's say you have dated people that were really disrespectful or very dishonest to you. And you're like, you know what? I want to elevate. I want a different situation here. So let's say you want to change the channel. Let's say you've been listening to a hard rock station for a long time and you want to switch it to something else. Okay. Something else that you feel like is more nourishing for you. I'm not saying hard rock is bad. Okay. Some people love hard rock and that's their jam. That's totally cool. But let's say you've been listening to a certain channel that was jolting and not honoring you. And now you want to change it to something that feels better to you. It feels more nourishing to you. So you change that station and you tune that station into be in alignment with that new channel, right? So you've got to do that energetically as well. So in order to do that, you've got to declare your desires in present tense. So instead of saying, you know, one day I want to do this, I want to have, you know, a tribe of friendships around me, I want to be in this wonderful relationship, you've got to somehow use your creations, get creative, and Jedi mind trick yourself as if you're already living that now. So you take a certain amount of time to dedicate to your creations in a day. So maybe you close your eyes and you imagine yourself with an entourage of amazing friends that are like-minded, that nourish you and support you and show up for you. And they respect you and they adore you. And you see them standing around you at a dinner party and you feel their respect, you feel their love, and you feel their admiration as if it's in present tense now. Or maybe you want a new relationship. Maybe you're in a relationship now that's painful and you want to shift it or change it. You start to disrupt the current reality by closing your eyes and going somewhere else and seeing your relationship in a beautiful, honoring place now and creating that in present tense. So that is why people have multiple failed relationships, because either one, they didn't know that they were doing that. They were taking the projector with them. When you stand up and you leave a relationship, you take your projector with you because you are the creator. And so if you are not doing the work, you are creating this, that you're going to just create over and over the same thing. So that's the first reason that people keep creating the same failed relationships. The second reason is because they're not willing to do the work and they're not dedicated to do the work. And so those are the two things. Once you become aware, and you're all aware because you're here, you're getting this message. So now you know, because now you're like, oh my gosh, I'm the one, I'm the creator. It's not anybody else's fault. These people have all shown up for me to show me, to project back to me what my story is. And they're all just actors in my play or my movie, right? And so when you recognize that, it can be so amazing, so profound, so eye-opening. I will never forget the moment. I used to blame my ex-husband for a lot. I put a lot of blame on him. And I remember the day that I had done so much work to forgive myself, to forgive others in my life, to heal from the past, to let go of all that baggage that I was carrying from, you know, painful moments in my life. And I remember the last part of it was me actually feeling so grateful to my ex-husband for showing up to be the catalyst for me to finally heal, to finally see things within myself that were not honoring. And he was the ultimate actor in my play. And I am so thankful that he did that and that I was able to bust through so many belief systems that I had been carrying likely my whole life. So when we can start to look at life like that, that is a much more empowering perspective, because that's where we grow. That's where we change. That's where we have the ability to shift everything in our life and have anything we want. But when we're looking at it like from victimhood of like, oh my gosh, poor me, this guy is so mean to me and that girl was so mean to me and it's all their fault and woe is me. It's a very weak lens to look through and you have no power. So those two things, be willing to see that you're the one that is creating your reality. And number two, do the work to learn how to bust through those belief systems and change once and for all. I know it's definitely a journey. And for me, it didn't happen overnight. And I continue to work on different belief systems that were deeply ingrained within me and within my generational coding, because we have a lot of belief systems that are in our DNA. And so just changing that and healing that, it doesn't happen overnight. It is a journey, which makes it so beautiful and worth it. So if you need some help and you are ready to go on that journey, I can totally help you. I'm really good at what I do. I've helped hundreds of people go through this journey. And so reach out to me. You can message me or you can find me on social media and message me on Instagram or Facebook. And I also have a group. It's called awakenwithjen.com. You can go just awakenwithjen1n.com. I'll put the link in the show notes. But we do so much work together and I've seen such profound shifts and awakenings with people by being in that group. So come be a part of our tribe. All right. Thanks for being here and I will see you next week. Bye for now. If this podcast means something to you, it would mean so much to us if you would be willing to take 30 seconds to do these three things. First, can you please follow or subscribe to Love Lighthouse? Following helps you because you'll never miss an episode, and it helps us because we won't miss you. To do this, just go to the Love Lighthouse show page on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts, and then just tap the plus sign in the upper right-hand corner or click on follow. This is the most important thing you can do for Love Lighthouse. While you're there, if you'd be willing to give us a 5-star rating and review, and then share this episode with someone you love. Thank you so much, dear. I'll see you next time.